Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Wednesday to you, and you know what that means. It's church tonight, and we look forward to our midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church. We start at 6:30 on Wednesday nights. We have children's clubs that meet on Wednesday evening. We have a fully staffed nursery, and of course, we have a great service in the auditorium where we sing some wonderful songs together, and we hear a missions letter from one of our missionaries, and we have a prayer booklet we give out, and we have a man lead us in prayer, and then we study God's Word. It's just a great time on Wednesday nights. Just what we need. Oftentimes, right in the middle of the week, just what we need. God meets with us and encourages us, and it's great to be together with the people of God. And so we look forward to that service together this evening. I hope you can be with us at Bible Baptist Church tonight at 6:30. If you have your church, you be there and you be in your place and go expecting a blessing and desiring a blessing and wanting to be a blessing to your church and to your pastor. All right? Well, listen, if your Bible's nearby, I want you to go ahead and pick up, if you would, Luke chapter 12, Luke chapter 12, beginning with verse number 16. Jesus is speaking, and he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall these things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. You know, we're all prone to do foolish things. People can do silly things, foolish things. I know there's a program, I think, on television. I don't know if it's still on or not. Used to be the world's dumbest criminals. And, you know, you hear every day about people who've been scammed into foolish investments by some kind of a scam artist. Or people drive into river crossings in the midst of rains and floods and end up having to get rescued. I mean, things that we look at and we say, man, that's foolish in our eyes, or why would they do something like that? Well, here's a man that Jesus speaks of in this parable who's wealthy. He had money. He was successful. He was prospering in his business. He had obviously some wise business principles that have helped him be successful. And yet God called him a fool. I mean, we'd have looked at him and said, boy, what a successful man. We'd have looked at him and said, what a happy man. We'd have looked at him and said, wow, what a rich man. But God says he's a foolish man. God called him a fool. Why would God say this man was a fool? Hey, if God calls somebody foolish, I don't want to be in that category. So why did God call him a fool? Well, first of all, because he was concerned. He was too concerned about things. Things are mentioned in the Bible. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Philippians 3:7, what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. So we understand there are things in this life that we have to be concerned with, but we cannot be overly concerned about things. People get so wrapped up and so concerned about their houses or their car or their clothes or their wages or their security or their bank accounts. Things, things, things. And pretty soon you realize you don't have possessions. Possessions have you, and they possess you. George W. Truett, who years ago was a pastor down in Fort Worth, Texas, visited a wealthy rancher. And the rancher is telling him, I own land miles in this direction, miles in that direction. And he's pointing out this vast ranch that he had to Pastor Truett. And Pastor Truett pointed up towards heaven. And he said, and how much do you have in that direction? Things are temporal, my friend. Things pass away. Cars pass away, houses pass away, furniture pass away, money passes away. The Bible is not against us having things, but the Bible is against things having us. So he was overly concerned about things. Secondly, God called him a fool because he considered his things his own. Notice he said, "What will I do? I have no room to bestow my fruits. I will pull down my barns. I will bestow my fruits and my goods." Oh, my. I. These things got entrusted to him, and he took them in his own. You know, each of us can honestly say that none of the things we have are our own. You know, I know sometimes in a marriage you'll see robes, his and her, or towels that say his and hers. But truth is, it all belongs to God. We're stewards. The Bible says we're simply stewards. That's one who manages somebody else's possessions. That's us. So that's why it's never a problem to give. It's not a matter of giving. It's a matter of how much of God's money do I keep to live on? And how much do I just return to him? You see, God says we're foolish if we think the things we have are our own. They belong to God. What do you have that you have not received? It's God that giveth us richly all things to enjoy. Every good and every perfect gift comes down from above, from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. So he was foolish because he was overly concerned about things. He considered his things his own. Thirdly, he was foolish because he thought things would satisfy his soul. He says, "Soul, take thine ease. Eat, drink, and be merry." But it's not that way. We all think, man always thinks that things will satisfy the longing in his soul. Oh, if I could just win the lottery. Oh, if I could just make $200 more a week. If we just had a bigger house, if I just had a nicer car, or a newer car, if I just could get a job here or work there. Oh, then I'd be happy. Then I'd be satisfied. But things don't satisfy. This guy said, "I have more crops. I have more corn. I can build more barns. I can have more money," but nothing will satisfy that hole in your heart. Listen to me, my friend. Someone's listening today who's got all that. You got all the money that people could want. You have the nice house. You have a beautiful car. You have all the luxuries that many people would love to have, and yet there's emptiness in your soul. Can I tell you, the world will try to satisfy that deep longing in your soul. You may search the whole world o'er, but you'll be just as before. You'll never find true satisfaction until you find the Lord. For only Jesus can satisfy your soul. That hole in your heart, that emptying feeling you have, will only be filled by Jesus Christ. No amount of things will ever satisfy it. No amount of things will ever give you the peace that you're looking for. Things won't satisfy you. He was foolish because he planned for now and not for eternity. He planned for now and not for eternity. Many years. I have much goods laid up, he said, for many years. Eat, drink, and be merry. But he said, this night, your soul will be required of you. Listen, you can be merry if you want, but listen, you're going to die someday. And you're going to continue to live somewhere forever. An old man was talking to a young man. The old man was just sitting there, relaxing. And the young man says, "What are you doing?" And the man said, "I'm just sitting here relaxing." And the old man said, "What are you doing?" And the young man said, "I'm going to school." He said, "What are you doing after that?" And the young man said, "Well, I'm going to get my diploma." "Well, what are you going to do after that?" "Well, then I'm going to go into business." "Well, what are you going to do then?" "Well, I'm going to make that business successful." "Well, what are you going to do after that?" "Well, I'm going to make lots of money." "What are you going to do after that?" "Well, I'm going to put that money away for old age." "Well, what are you going to do after that?" "Well, then I'll retire and I'll enjoy a good life." "And after that, what?" He says, "Well, then I guess I'll die." And then he looked at him and said, "And after that, what?" And the young man said, "Well, I hadn't thought about that." You see, had everything planned out, but not eternity. Have you made plans? Oh, I'm not talking about retirement. I'm not talking about what's your retirement portfolio look like. What about it? What about eternity? Have you made plans for that? It's appointed that a man wants to die, and after this, the judgment. Oh, my friend, let's make sure that we know Christ as our Savior. Make plans for eternity. and then foolish because he thought he had plenty of time. He didn't know the flowers that were in the florist's shop would be on his grave tomorrow. He did not know that the next funeral in town would be his. He thought he had many years yet, and in reality only had a few hours. Every day, here in Columbus, in the last couple weeks, 17-year-old girl found dead, murdered, 17. Oh, my friend, I just read another preacher friend of mine had a girl 16 in Florida struck by lightning, killed. See, the fool says, I'll do it tomorrow. The fool says, I'll do it later. Oh, my friend, I'm reminded of the Billy Sunday Tabernacle. There was a huge sign in big letters at the front of the tabernacle. It said, get right with God. Do it now. Don't wait. The devil's favorite word is wait. I think the devil says, hey, the Bible's true. Yes, you need to be saved. Yes, Jesus died for your sins. And you need to receive him as your Savior. But you don't need to do it now. I believe hell is full of people that never intended to go there. They just didn't want to get saved now. They thought they had plenty of time. But the Bible reminds us, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day can bring forth. Oh, don't be one of those people who put it off. The Bible says, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, today is the day of salvation. Oh, don't let anything keep you from coming to Jesus Christ. Jesus said, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. You come to him. For as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Even to them that believe on his name. Now is the accepted time. Today is the day of salvation. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't be foolish. Don't be foolish. Trust Jesus Christ as your Savior today. And live your life for him. I hope we learned some lessons from this parable Jesus gave, and we won't be foolish. Well, I appreciate you listening to Words to Encourage Radio, and we're going to have a great, great service tonight. I hope you can come join us, and then, of course, we'll be back together for the broadcast on Thursday. And on Thursday, Lord willing, I'll talk a little bit about little as much when God is in it. Little as much when God is in it. I hope that'll be a blessing to you. Now listen, you can pick up the broadcast on iTunes and iHeartRadio as a podcast, and you can subscribe to that. Then you can listen. It'll let you know when a new broadcast is up. Also on our website, we have the broadcast, Words to Encourage. Go there, bbcgrovecity.org. And there's a donate button there as well. If you'd like to help with the expense of the broadcast, that would be a blessing, and we would definitely appreciate that. And also, if you have a prayer request or a blessing you'd like to share with us, give us a phone call at 614-875-2190, or shoot me an email, pastor@bbcgrovecity.org. Okay? Well, let's enjoy the beautiful fall weather, and let's continue to live for God throughout this day today. All right. Have a great Wednesday, everybody. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.